The Traveler's Journal, October 10th, taking part in the Natchitoches historical pilgrimage. In 1714, to make contact with Spanish settlements in Mexico, French traders established a fort on the upper reaches of the Red River, near a village of Natchitoches Indians in what is now west-central Louisiana. The site was originally settled because a massive logjam just upstream prevented navigation further west. The town that grew there, one of the first European settlements west of the Mississippi, became a bustling center for the great cotton plantations that sprouted along the Red River's fertile banks. Wealthy planters built sprawling country mansions and, so they could attend social events, elegant townhomes. Spanish, French, and colonial elements blended with a touch of Creole to create a unique character. But in 1832, the logjam was dynamited, and the Red River changed its course, leaving the town of Natchitoches up a creek. As its strategic importance drained away, the town drifted into sleepy obscurity. While that isolation stunted the local economy, it did spare the town's magnificent colonial and antebellum architecture. Built on cotton, old Natchitoches has been preserved in cypress, heart of palm, brick, and elegant wrought iron. Recognizing its heritage, large tracts of the town have been placed on various historic registers, with a strong commitment to restoration, renovation, and adaptive reuse. Three separate tours will visit 16 private homes, as well as other sites along the Cane River. It's a great time to glimpse the ambiance of a bygone era. For details, visit us online at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.